This Shabbos is one of the few that have a special title, Shabbos Chazoin. And the novel begins with the words, Yoda Sher Kaneu V'chamoir Eves Baalov, Yisrael the Yoda Ami Lo Yisbeinon. That an ox, a donkey, recognize the master where they get the food from, but Klai Yisrael doesn't know, and is not makatoiv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The seeds of Churban were planted then, with this lack of a Kroz HaToiv. Yiddishkeit, one sees so clearly in the Sefer Chovos HaBavos, is all about a Kroz HaToiv to Borei Olam. In the Sugya of the Churban in Gittin on Daf Nun Zayin, it tells a story how Tur Malka, at the time the Churban got destroyed, they had a minig that in front of the Chosna Kala, they would put a Tanagol and Tanagolsa, male and female, and that would be a simon that they should multiply like Tanagoilim. One day a group of Romans came by and they took them and stole them. The Jews went and wiped them out and killed them. They said the Jews were rebelling. The king sent an army to crush the rebellion. But there was a Jew who could jump a mill at one time and he started killing the Romans. But this man, his mouth was in his downfall. He said, he was having tainus, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not helping, and he has to take care of everything. He's the one doing, not the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he had a terrible ending. He was bitten by a snake and he died. He didn't look at his victory as a gift from Hashem. And so that was his end. But even the people there, the king went away. And when the king left, they made a party. And the Gemara says they made this party to celebrate. And afterwards the king came, attacked and destroyed them. But the Marashah says, what happened? Why did they deserve to get wiped out like that? Because they made the party, says the Marashah, their party should have been to give thanks, praise to Boishman for the nais, that they were saved from the king. But instead, they didn't. They partied just to have fun. And because of that, they were all destroyed. So again, both this person who had the nais himself being able to jump a mill at a time, and the people all destroyed because of a lack of a Kroz HaToiv. The Mishnah tells us Beitar, a great city, a huge city, a powerful city, was also destroyed, also on Tisha B'Av. And if you look in the Medrash tells us, they dumped Hashem. We don't need your help. Just don't help the other side. In other words, we can manage on our own, but don't help the enemy. And because of that, they were wiped out. And they had an oinish, they couldn't be buried for 6 months, until many months later. And then there was a nais, they were allowed to be buried, and also the bodies didn't rot. And because of that, we have the fourth brach in benching of Atoiv, Ametiv, Atoiv. They were able to get buried, Ametiv, and they didn't rot. What's very interesting is, in that bracha, we say, Hu hativ, hu mativ, hu yativ lanu, hu gemal lanu, hu gemal lenik, melenu lad. Why don't we say hu hativ, mativ, yativ lanu? Why keep saying who? And the reason is because they felt they don't need the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. They can manage on their own. Koichi v'yotz v'yodi, it's my strength. We can win the battle with. So we stress in that bracha that's commemorating them. Hu hativ, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing the good. Hu mativ, hu yativ lanu. There's a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wearing Subah says he found a young girl who was picking up barley from the excrement of behemoths. And she asked him, Parnas Tzeini, support me. He asked who she is, and she said she's the daughter of Nachdim ben Gurion. He asked her what happened to her father's money. He was one of the richest people in Eretz Yisrael. And she said he lost it and explained the whole story. And Rabbi Yochanan then cries, Ashreichem Yisrael. Fortunate you, Kleisel. Bezman shoyis and retain shalmokim. When you do the Rotan Hashem, ain kol umma veloshin. Shall let us bear. No nation that can rule over them. Or bezman shoyin oyster and retain shalmokim. When they don't do the Rotan Hashem, moisrim beyad umma shvela. They're put in the hands of a low nation. Arthur Sefer Level Yo. I understand, Ashreichem, you're fortunate when you're doing the Rotan Hashem and everything's going well. But why the Ashreichem when they're not doing Rosh Hashem? And he explains, it demonstrates. We are in the hands of Hashem. We're not doing anything. It's all the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And our Shreich, we're forced, our program makes it so clear to us. We're not like other nations. Other nations, they have times when things are good, times bad, some neutral times. Klai Yisrael, it's not like that. Because we're in the hands of Hashem, when we're doing well, Hashem puts us right to the top. When things that we're not doing well in Hashem, we're right at the bottom. Not stump at the bottom, rock bottom. To make it very clear to us, it's all the Ribbono Shel'Olam. We should understand nothing happens on its own. And if we look at the miracles that Ribbono Shel'Olam did for us recently, whether you look at the Hania was killed with a bomb in Iran, in one of the most secure places there. When you look at the pages, there's Balabro blowing up. Nasrallah and all his people being wiped out. In Iran, the whole leadership wiped out. Missiles wiped out. Over and over again, we saw how the Ribbono Shel'Olam was taking care of us. Look at Hamas, Hezbollah, Iran, look at them all today. And a person can easily think, but the Ribbono Shel'Olam beforehand made things very clear to us. Because this great Mossad, the great intelligence that Eretz Yisrael has, which they've demonstrated over and over again, we have to recognize that it's the Ribbono Shel'Olam. Yes, we have to have a chorus of tov for what they're doing to them, but for them also. But it's all because of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. They couldn't do anything without the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And Ribbono Shel'Olam made it very clear beforehand, because it all began with October 7th. You're talking about Hamas, who are not a sophisticated country, and what they were able to fool the Mossad, to fool all the intelligence in Israel. What does that show you? It makes no sense at all when you look at what they accomplished later on. It's so clear. Ashrechem Yisrael. You could be at the top, you could be at the bottom. And it shows us. It's all the Ribbono Shel'Olam. We have to recognize everything we have is from the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And even Bibi Netanyahu afterwards was saying, Be'ezras Hashem. He saw it clearly. And without Be'ezras Hashem, there's no, the IDF, the Mossad is nothing. We cannot be like Tor Malka, who refused to recognize the Nissan Ribbono Shel'Olam. Not like Beitar, who thought they could manage without the Ribbono Shel'Olam. We have to recognize, Ein Lonely Lishoen, El Avinu B'Shem HaShemayim. That's when we're doing Ritzayne Shalmokim, and Mitzvah Shem, it'll be Ashrechem Yisrael with the Geula Shleimah.